let's say we have engine in C++, like Unity, Unreal, Flex, and we have this scripting backend, which is kind of black box for us. In Unity, it's a mono runtime for the C#. In Flex, we have .NET that runs C#. In Unreal, there is a Blueprint system, a virtual machine that also runs the script, and it's, let's say, black box. So in engines, generally, there is a this black box engine, the scripting engine has a feature to invoke a code. Let's say we have function of name update that's supposed to be called on every engine update, game update loop. And we can basically say that, hey, call me that method. I'm going to pass you some parameters like this one and this one, and pass them to the scripting so scripts can use it. Other way, there is usually some way of binding the stuff from the engine as APIs into the scripting language, whether it's done by the dynamic libraries, which is a common thing in computer systems, or something different. But definitely, there's a way to interact in that direction. So scripting language can ask the engine by the simple APIs to provide some data. For example, when we call this update function, it might need some time differentiate, time information from the previous frame. For example, how much time it took to update the previous frame. And using this information, the scripting can decide how much to move, for example, the player object. So those two ways of interaction are usually handled by the some bindings generation code. Usually it's like one of the build system tools that build the engine, they compile it, auto-generate some APIs binding information. Some people might be familiar from Unreal Engine, it's called like U macros, like U function, U property. You type those macros, and then when it's being compiled, the code, the engine compiler basically extracts the information as a metadata of the script and generates the binding code that helps to talk those two interfaces each other. We have something similar in Flex. It's our own Flex build tool in C# written. And it basically reads the engine source code, engine headers, to find the APIs and generates the C# code automatically based on C++ code. And links the interfaces together, like implements proper data conversion, because like there might be a different way of storing like let's say text on C++ and C#. So we want to convert the text from one format to another format. Sometimes text encoding can change. So this is fully automated. That's one of the strong features of Flex. In the past, it was a little harder to connect to scripting languages. Sometimes you had to write by hand a scripting API for C++ and C#, and then write some automated or semi-automated stuff that connected to worlds. But now we're proud to have the very automatic solution that basically reads C++ and outputs bindings that connect those two things. I mentioned the way of calling the scripting backend, where you ask scripting, hey, give me the update function and call it right now. And that's basically how it works in most engines. In Unreal, when you update the tick function in Blueprint, it's under the hood, it basically calls find function by name and gets the function pointer and calls it manually. In Flex.
Okay, can I interrupt you? So you're saying that when you have a scripting part, like a scripting C# script program, and you compile it, you go to the, in Unreal, you go to the other source code, not the running program, but the source code, right? And you read the file, and you want to find the function with the given name. And you also see the parameters that you need to supply. So you need to do the conversion from your language, like C#, For example, you have a string, but underlying string implementation might be different than what is called string in C++, and it is the case. So we need to convert this data into a proper data for the parameter, and then since you can call and find function by name, you extract what is the function, where is it located, so that you can call it from the C# part. And you, if you convert properly the parameters, it will just work. And that would be the case.
Okay. Yes, in Unity and Unreal, usually they use the find function way of of gathering the function to call, and it's being like the scripting backend knows that hey, I'm overriding the update function from the script interface, and the engine knows that it's script interface, it's got update function, so it's gonna find it by the name, so it's kind of automatic, except there's always the problem with scripting, because you have to do this conversion, you have to find this function, and this layer in between can be very very slow in some cases. For example, recently Godot engine started transitioning also to .NET from Mono project for C# scripting, and it turned out to be pretty problem for them that this conversion layer in between was very slowly implemented with lots of bad code. And people basically notice that when you have a game and try to raycast through the physics 10, which is check whether there's like collision with another object in a game code. And if you do a lot of those raycasts, the game is very slow. And they looked into the profiling tools and immediately saw that this transition layer in between those two languages is very poorly written. So that's a danger of this thing. Whereas in Flux Engine, we got our custom tool that generates very highly optimized code, and we use the lots of like nice hacks in C++ language, since we wanted to avoid this find function call. That's very problematic, especially when there's a object with lots of functions. If like there's, let's say, it's fine for the script with one function, but if the game grows larger, as we talked before, there can be script with 200 functions. So you don't want to find this function every time you iterate over the scripts. And you also don't want to cache everything in some dictionaries, lookup tables, because it's also not so efficient to just look up by the name hash and get the function pointer. So instead, we develop a custom hacky solution over the C++ language. Because in C++, when you override the function from the interface, there's a feature called VTables, or virtual tables. And basically, every object in the beginning has the pointer to the VTable. And VTable is basically a table of function pointers. So each slot accounts for one function. And then compiler generates the code to invoke the virtual function by looking the pointer of that method from the object headers table. So that way in C++ you can overwrite a method and the C++ will call different code. It doesn't matter what object comes in, assuming it's the same interface. So we thought, yeah, that's the ideal solution for us for the scripting. We don't need to find function or something. It's the function pointer is already in the object header. It's there. It's the same cost as C++, so it's going to be fast as C++ to invoke the method with very minimal bindings layer. So that's how we started prototyping. And I should have write some tech article about it because it's it's pretty old feature to us. It's like 2 years or 3 years old. In engine, and what it does basically, we do use this find function when we initialize the script. For example, the binary of scripts is loaded, and we search for all the scripts in the file, and we find, yeah, here's my script from the game. It has update function. We got it, so we cache the pointer for it, and we store that pointer in a VTable. basically there's like many in between small C++ method generated for that, but it's being called from C++ directly. And to do this, we basically clone the VTable memory with some Slack before and after, and use some low-level assembly code hacks to find the index of that function in that VTable and swap the method pointer. surprisingly, because like the problem is it's undefined behavior. It's not defined in C++.
Yeah.
I know that you have you had a podcast episode with one of the C++ committee members, yeah. And if you ask him, he probably say that, well, that's not a language feature.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's not defined behavior in the language. It's it's known feature of the compilers, because that's the best way to implement the virtual function calls, very common, and it's the same they did for many years. And for the two most common C++ compilers, which is Clang compiler and Microsoft Visual compiler. They work very similar, but we've got to implement a different hacks for each of them and test those hacks on all platforms. But I can say that this code works on Windows, works on Xbox, works on PlayStation, on Linux, on Mac, on iOS, on Android, on all platforms we are supporting. And those hacks are working. We duplicate VTables, swap the pointers, and put them back into the object header when we create it.
So there is a danger that if there will be a new version of the compiler, this will stop working. Is that right?
Okay. Yes, exactly. That's very dangerous. And usually when there's like preview version of new compiler, new Clang or new Visual Studio, we quickly download the beta version or just check, hey, whether they broke it or not.
Is this the only hack that does this? Like, is it the only hack of such a low levelness in the engine?
Yeah, because that's known fact that there's VTable in the beginning.
Yeah.
But the problem is how to get the index of the function of the that's in VTable, because you don't know what's in VTable. It's just black box. You know that there's like update function that's being overridden. It's somewhere in the VTable. It might be in the slot 1, slot 2, slot 3, and so on. So we got to find it and to check it. We know that compiler generated assembly code to call that function. So we know that it put in the assembly code the index of that function somewhere to move to the registers. So we read the assembly code to get that index on the Microsoft compiler. On Clang, it's a little different, because if you ask Clang compiler to get the function pointer of the member method, such on very overridden on update, it's gonna return you just an index of that function. So it's easier on that compiler.
Okay, have you tried with GCC?
No, actually we don't support that compiler. I believe it might be something similar to Clang. I hope so. I know that there's also Intel compiler, but we don't support those.
Yeah, Intel compiler, I think it's growing out of fashion in terms of C and C++. Okay, that's so cool. That's so cool. And just to mention, because you mentioned this, but VTables are the way of implementing inheritance in C++. So you're not supposed to ask VTable for function pointers or anything. No. It's for you to be able to create a new class that inherits from the first class and then swap the pointers if you have a new implementation overridden function.
Yes, and when there's like C++ class in engine API called script, it has public virtual methods of update. So there can be another C++ script in a game code that overrides it, or another one in a plugin or something like that. But when we create the object with C# class that has been overwritten, that update function in C#, we basically, when we create that object, we check if it's from that C# type. If it is, then we customize this VTable, basically duplicate it. So if we duplicate the VTable, there are already overrides of base class. Like for example, plugin script can do something custom. And then we swap that pointer, put it back to that object, and it lives for the own time. And then when C# is being called, that goes over of this V table. It's a little hacky. We've got lots of crashes
A
usually.
little, a little.